Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca on the internet. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thank you so much for tuning in. Very special tonight, live in studio, we have a performance. We have a performance from David Ivan Neal.
All right, we're David Ivan Neal and Alex and the Leaves. You're so pretty, isn't it a pity I can't take you home? When I think of you, I feel shitty, but I also feel real, real good. That's true. Get the jitter zone, hey boys. I think we're good now. Hello, everyone in Radioland. This next song is off my new album called I Hope You're Okay. It's called Song for an Old Friend. I'm David Ivan Neal. Day after you died, heavens cried, flooded Abbotsford. Highways washed away, oh, what could I say? I was stuck in Chilliwack. Up that hill. could remember what I said to make you laugh. Smashed into that car ahead of us. Again, David Ivan Neal. The new record is called I Hope You're Okay. Some of these fine gents of Alex Rake and the Leaves worked on some of these songs, mainly just Alex Rake, who is playing mando right now, short for mandolin.
No.
Oh. Okay, here's another song. It's off an older album. What is love? No, no, no. Baby, don't hurt me. Baby, don't hurt me. What is love? No, no, no. Baby, don't hurt me. Baby, don't hurt me. I bought two packs of smoke. You could have one. I got a tall boy course. Whether you could help me out. Get high tonight. I won't let you if you won't let me die. We are survivors, so what else can we do? They say body wants the best. You remind me of my ex. I don't see him, he's got our kids. I am a driver, I drove him home. Need a house to have a home. Being with you is more than just not being alone. Think this is. Is it harder to break what's already been broken? I think this is real and not just something we've been smoking. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Baby, don't hurt me. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Baby, don't hurt me. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Baby, don't hurt me. How are you guys doing out in Radio Land? How are you doing? Isaac's on a double bass. It's one bass, but it's double the size of a regular bass. And Sean over here, he's on a very small drum kit, so they kind of...
It's like half the size of a regular drum
half the size of a regular drum kit, so they kind of equal each other out.
You need to get the rhythm section math right.
Yeah, no, if your rhythm section isn't perfectly balanced, it's just, why?
Why?
Okay, this is an old song. I put it on a CD, gave it to Mr. Tim Clapp of Kingfisher Blues Records, and he gave me a huge record contract because of it.
Truth.
This one's also on, I hope you're okay, Ode on Kingfisher Blues, Ode on Perpetual Doom, a cool little label, Ode of the like East Coast. I think they're like Pennsylvania. I can't remember. I should know these things. But Lou runs that. He's a great guy, so look them up. Puts out some really cool, weird country vibing stuff. But yeah, this one is called Learn to Swim. I got stuck on an idea in a session, I guess, but I dream with no plan is not patient at best, but making love to your hand can help you build the right muscles, yeah, the ones you need to draw the map you must follow. With a million old songs, all the verses are different, but the chorus is the same. It goes. I guess, but a dream with no plan is master, patient at best. That was really good. Hope you guys enjoyed that out there. I really enjoyed that. So Alex Rake and his leaves, who are Isaac and Sean here, I'm motioning with my hand, but I know most of this won't be on video tape, but I'm motioning at Alex Rake here. He just got in about half an hour before we set up. These boys, we got here a little earlier. We had time for a drink before the show. yeah. But I live in Enderby, and they all live on the coast down here, so other than sound check, we didn't rehearse at all. So I didn't want to say that at first because then I was worried we're going to suck, but I think we're doing all right. So, yeah. So we got three more songs. Getting myself a haircut. that doing yard work. Feeling a little hungover, but I'm happy to be alive. Life is getting clearer. My hair's getting thinner. Can't cut it too short or it'll look like nothing's there. Getting tell a joke or something. Alex, you can speak into that little mic there.
Oh, yeah. Why is anything real?
Okay, my water break is done. Moving on. You're going to make everybody sad at home saying stuff like that, Alex.
Cry.
Oh, and we're going into a kind of a sad song, so... Little Bird. This one's on the new record. I hope you're okay. On Spotify, Tidal, Amazon Music, Apple Music. Does Neil Young still have that Ponto or something? Did he?
Is that a streaming service or a machine?
I don't know. Well, I don't think Neil Young's still doing that stuff, but it's on most of them. Bandcamp, you can buy it on Bandcamp, order a record or a tape. Little Bird. Little bird with a little broken wing, if I knew it was broken, could I done anything? You're so tough. That's no joke. Guess in the end, yeah, broke it, broke. In your dreams, are you still flying? In your dreams, are you still flying? in your dreams. Are you still flying in your dreams? You still flying in your dreams? You still flying in your dreams? You still flying, flying, flying. This is the last song. It's called "Wish I Could Write a Novel." It's coming out on something that might see me and Alex got to talk about it. But we got together, we recorded some songs. I think we each did 5 songs on it, so it's like a split thing. And then we did like this behemoth, like 10-minute song, and we don't know where the heck to put it on the album. But yeah, so this is on that. So hopefully this summer, because the record's going to be called Hot Cow Summer. So, well, hopefully it comes out then. It's called Wish I Could Write a Novel. We've been David Ivaniel with Avec, Alex Rake, and La Leaves?
La Lifra.
La Lifra. Okay, wish I could write a novel. Wish I could write a novel. I can only write a song. Flick of a lighter, just a spark, and it's gone. Tried to paint a portrait, but I could only draw fades. It wasn't even yours. I drew a funny one in its place. Walking, I like to walk in my songs, but my shoes, they had no laces, and my feet, they felt all wrong. Laid down at your front door, no, I never made a sound. All your friends that came over silently, I welcomed them. I was mad on the ground. All right. That concludes the music portion of this program.
That was David Ivan Neal, along with Alex Rake and The Leaves, playing live on CITR Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. Broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory, this is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Do not go anywhere. I'll be back very shortly with the band to chat about life, universe, and everything very quickly after these messages.
What a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Are you hungry? I think I'm hungry. I think we should get ourselves something nice for our beach day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh my god, I know the perfect place. Cockney King's Fish and Chips is literally just around the corner. We should go there. It is the best fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now.
Cockney King's Fish and Chips, Kitsilano. On Cornwall Avenue, between Cypress and Walnut. It's the best fish and chips in town. But don't take our word for it. Try it yourself. If Kitsilano isn't your neighborhood, check out Cockney King's in Burnaby or New Westminster.
If the news are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday, and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read. Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there! Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sisters Sage is an award-winning local Indigenous business run by Tsimshian entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sisters Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there!
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B, as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop. Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host Tim, aka Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music. Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host Steve Edge as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
How'd it go? Are we done with them?
No. They must
to seeing you.
I know that you're not too enthusiastic.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Randomphonic is best thought of as an introversal jukebox which has no concept of genre, style, political boundaries, or even space-time relevance. But it does know good sounds from bad. Lately, the program has been focused on Philip Random's All Vinyl Countdown plus Apocalypse, the 1,111th greatest records you probably haven't heard. And we're not afraid of noise. Randomphonic, every Saturday at 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
All right, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I'm in the studio with... This is very loud. All right. In the studio with David Ivanil and also Alex Rake and The Leaves, who is the backing band tonight for David. Welcome to the show. Maybe turn on your mics. See how that goes. Say hello. Hi.
Hey, hi. How's it going?
Great. I can... Can you quickly introduce yourself to people out there in Radioland?
Yeah, you want me to start first?
Yeah.
Okay, I am David Ivan Neal, the songwriter. And then to my right is...
I'm Sean Novak, and I play percussion.
Okay. I'm going to turn that mic off because it's buzzing and it doesn't work. You have to talk into the other one. Sorry.
You're Sean.
Live radio.
Howdy, I'm percussion guy, Sean. That's me.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm Isaac. I play bass usually for Alex, periodically for David.
Yeah, and I'm Alex. I played mandolin today, and us three boys usually play together, but sometimes David hires us.
They are expensive.
So you just mentioned that you didn't rehearse, like you were practicing rehearsing just before the show, like in the studio, basically.
Yeah, did it show at all?
No. It sounded great. So how does that work? But have you played in the past together at some point?
We have, yeah. We've played a few shows, and it's usually like this because about 5 years ago, I moved up to Enderby, BC. So I'm about like 5 hours from here or something. Yeah. And they're in like Mission and New West and Silverdale kind of Mission area. Luckily my stuff is very simple and these guys are really good, so it generally works out.
And have you played these songs together, or like are these the songs that you played in the past, or is there any new ones that you sort of figured out on the fly?
We've played Baby Don't.
Yeah, we've done a few of these.
Because some of them, they're on the new record, but they've been bouncing around for a while, so we probably have, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And to prepare for it, did everyone really listen to the record many times?
Well, just of course.
As many times as possible in a little bit of time we had to get ready. Yep.
Yeah, I'm on the record a little bit, and I forgot which songs I was on. It's been a while since I
attended
to that. So,
So were you kind of listening to the record and in your mind go like, this is what I'm going to play here, or this is what I did play, or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, was the recording done with these guys, or was it separate?
No, well, Alex played on a bunch of songs, probably about four or five of them. But Sean and Isaac...
I played on Baby Don't.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. Oh, yeah, because that one's an old... Yeah, so he played Baby Don't. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you. I'm probably that same double bass there. Yeah, so... Little Bird, Alex actually kind of did the, arranged the horns or whatever on that one.
Oh, Some of them.
Yeah, some of them.
Listening back, the other Alex definitely added a ton of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I had a saxophone lick that.
Okay, well, so between Alex Rake and Alex Ward, they did that.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. And did you pick everybody up on the way down here? Or did you just use the separate cards?
No.
I picked him up.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, Isaac picked me up from the beautiful Waldorf Hotel. Shout out to Waldorf. Mm-hmm. Yeah, give me some money off my room or something next time. but yeah. No, I drove down here this morning, and then, Isaac picked me up. Sean met us there, and Alex met us here. Yeah.
How is Enderby? I've honestly haven't heard of this until
It's
checked
like,
out where you're from.
It's generally kind of like a drive-through town, but it's between Salmon Arm and Vernon, so dead center there. It's beautiful.
How many people live there, do you know?
In the official town, it'd be probably more like only 1,500, and then we're in Area F, and then there's quite a few people in the rural areas more than that. So
okay, so are you kind of away from the town center-ish? Or
I'm up a hill. Yeah. I got a little bit of space up there.
Right. Do you venture out to from your home much then, or are you just like in where you are and just like write music or whatever, what do you do in Enderby?
I work in Salmon Arm.
Yeah.
And then I do like commercial doors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then at home.
Like what do you do in your free time?
I don't know. This might scare some listeners, but I'm like in my 40s, so I have kids and stuff.
Yeah, so you're fine. Yeah.
I play softball. Yeah. I got lots of hobbies. So
fair enough.
But yeah, we're busy with that, and then I write kind of in my spare time and stuff, and then try to play shows, once a month, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So do you play around in the area then?
Yeah, there's quite a few places. Right in Enderby, there's a nice a restaurant called the Small Axe, and there's an upstairs that we can play there. But there's lots in Salmon Arm and Vernon, quite a bit.
Do you usually play with the band, or do you sometimes just do it yourself? Because I feel like some small places maybe you can just show up with.
Yeah, it's a mix.
Yeah.
Like I do have a band that, kind of like a full-time band. Again, their main band is called Norsu. Look them up. Their album Basement Suite came out late last year, and it's it's beautiful. So they're usually my backup band. And then, I pick up, solo stuff.
Nice. And how did you all meet, actually, this version of the band?
I was playing a show in Abbotsford's now RIP, might be torn down, Carport Manor.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So I was like playing a show, and it was actually with Tim the Mute from Kingfisher Blues, and I just wanted a local, and they suggested Alex, and then that kind of started it. And it was just him by himself because he was playing a show, I think, at the Carport Manor again the next day or the day before or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I've never been to it, but it's very famous. A lot of the bands that came and I talked to in the show has played at the Carport Manor. So it's gone?
Yeah, you missed it.
Yeah, I missed it. But I mean, it was around for like...
It was around for quite a long time, yeah.
I mean, awesome place.
Yeah. I mean, Abbotsford is kind of far from, especially from UBC.
Yeah, it's a distance, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that's very nice. And how do you usually write your songs, David? Like, what do you write? You seem to write about just...
What's on my mind. I usually, just driving around. I like to write when I'm supposed to be doing something else. So that kind of, I can put this aside and focus on this. I don't really do that good if I put I'm going to write between 9 and 5, right? It doesn't work. I need to have other stuff on the go that I can, that I don't want to do. Yeah. So I can, then I can write.
Do you do the words first or the music?
Yeah, the words first. I honestly cannot play guitar at all. So I play Dave chords, they call it.
This is just like you were driving around, you come with a thought, and then you did you stop and how do you remember, you know, like sometimes you were, you know, you maybe you remember something by the time you get to the store.
Yeah, usually I'll stop or I'll live a little dangerously and use like a voice app or something. We don't have that many cops, so yeah. There's not much, you know, cell phone tickets up there. So, yeah, I can kind of do that.
Right. And your new record, I think, officially comes out?
It's already out, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, it came out February.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's been out for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, did a great show in Kelowna to launch it with Norsu and... Yeah. Another band, and so it's been out for a little while, and this is just hopefully this will kind of give it another kick in the butt and get people out there listening to it.
Yeah. And how long did you work on the record? Seems like a lot of people were involved.
The recording was over 2 years, but like basically just two sessions. Kamloops has a great studio called Holy Cow. Mm-hmm. Run by Emilio. And so the first session was at version one, which was basically just his parents' basement, but a nice setup. Like he had all the knobs and the thingies to make it nice. And then now he's just outside Lac La June, and he's got a great spot. You can just go there and basically live in nature away from everything and record there. So if you kids out there want to record some good stuff, hit up Holy Cow Records. They have they have a website or something, I'm sure.
I thought you said they have internet as well.
They do have internet. They have I think he does the Starlink one, so I don't know anymore. Emilio, he's awesome.
Well, I mean, it used to be all the records to have like a Nintendo or something where you can like play video games.
Exactly.
That seems to be a very common thing. So all the gear got moved from the parents' basement to the new place? Or
I guess so, basically.
Running the sec their own studio now?
Yeah, no, maybe. Maybe you can get a discount or something if you go to the knock on the old door there.
yeah, very nice. Are you... This is the only show you're playing, or are you playing a bunch
of stuff? Yeah, we tried to set something up, but there was like... It fell through anyway, so this is it. And then I'm going to do some writing with Alex.
Right.
Might get a tattoo tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So, big weekend.
Yeah, so are you here for a few more days?
Yeah, I'm going to actually talk to Chris Horrific tomorrow. Pick up some records from Neptune Records tomorrow, and then do some writing with Alex at his place.
Nice.
And just basically bum around, drink beer, that sort of thing.
How many songs?
How
many beers per song?
I don't know.
It's logarithmic, right? Like song one will have one beer, song two will have
four. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's exponential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you consider a successful endeavor with the beer and the writing?
I would want to do like kind of the ballpark, you know how they... inning, you drink a beer and eat a hot dog. I would want to do like, 9 songs, 9 beers. Hell, some hot dogs. That actually sounds really nice.
Yeah. I want to do one that makes you cry, one that makes you laugh, and one that sucks.
Yeah, I got the latter. I got lots of those. So. I don't know. I think we want to, we like lo-fi stuff. So we'll just mess around and make it sound crappy and we'll love it. Hide it on the internet somewhere.
Nice. And David, what are your influences? Are you into similar music that you sort of do?
Yeah, I'd say big ones are, David Berman of the Silver Jews, mm-hmm. Daniel Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of the more the weirdo stuff, but mm-hmm. Country, I would put Willie Nelson in there too. Stuff like that. Yeah,
nice. And when have you always wanted to? Because you said you don't play the guitar super. Like you, so you didn't start playing guitar when you were a kid. Did you play any instruments?
Or? No, I was very shy and very, I'm not putting myself out there. So then I discovered Daniel Johnson, and I was like, okay, this guy can do it. So, like, you know, I'm going to give it a shot. He was very inspirational that way.
Do you remember your first song, your first show, or was it nerve-wracking, or was it, did you do like open mic? Or how? Yeah, what was your first?
Oh, yeah, I did some open mics. Like, before I moved to Enderby, I was living in Abbotsford, so did some open mics there, even further back in Langley when I was even younger. But yeah, it was very nerve-wracking and didn't turn out too good. So I'd say the first time I actually started playing like and trying to take it seriously was the show with Alex back in 2018. Yeah, so like I gave a CD to Tim and he took it from me, and then he was like, oh, we should play a show. And I was like, okay. And I didn't think anything would happen. And then we set up that show, and the rest is history.
Yeah, so that's awesome. I'm glad. I'm glad you persevered or continue. and you went to. Glad that the Carport Manor was a thing that existed. I wonder where people go now in Abbotsford. It always seems to be quite a bit happening. For
right now, Chilliwack seems to be.
Oh yeah, oh is it?
Yeah,
yeah. Marks over there.
Marks, and then Blake Marks? From Marks. Yeah,
that's Chill like a house. Place.
Yeah,
it's like someone's house.
No, it's actually the old city hall in Chilliwack that they rented out.
Oh,
and now it's just like a really cool place.
Oh, is it okay? So how like it's pretty big then, or no?
Well, it's
city hall though.
It was. No, yeah, it's there's not, two. It's not the city hall. It's
yeah.
was.
Yeah, okay. So Marks side is kind of a small, more intimate punk thing, and then okay. Chill House is kind of, it's bigger, more of a hall, but also a punk thing. And then Blake also puts stuff on it, like there's a bingo hall in Chilliwack, so he does stuff cool. there too.
Yeah, that place is great too.
Yeah, the bingo hall is really rad.
Oh, awesome. Or do you know if like the younger set is going to shows, and is there kids playing and stuff as well? Yeah. Oh yeah, that's good.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's really awesome to see. It's always a great time playing out there because you get a lot of kids who are just like interested in seeing local bands, not necessarily going up for somebody they already know, but just going to see cool music.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, playing for the kids is the best.
No, that's awesome.
Do an all-ager thing, and yeah, they dance, they go crazy.
Don't let them hear you call them kids, though.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. get on. As long as they're not on my lawn, they're fine.
Well, it's good. So, like, Chilliwack is the new Abbotsford. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm in the studio with David Ivan Neal and also Alex Rake and The Leaves as the backing band to David Ivan Neal. So I don't know too much about your bands. So usually we just try to play a little game. This is one that we do where we just basically ask you a bunch of random questions. If that works, we'll play a little bumper. A past version of this also involves that I give you a little notepad and try to guess each person's answer, but sometimes, that gets too complicated. So we won't. I mean, we can try to figure.
What's my favorite kind of dog? Do you even know anything about me? How well do you know me? How well do you know me? How well do you know me?
Yeah, so I'm just going to throw out some questions here. Feel free to... it's just all randomized. So this is a question that is, what is, you can all answer separately, or maybe you can guess each other's answer. What is a snack that you secretly love, but are slightly embarrassed to admit that you love? Do you have one?
No. I'm not ashamed.
Yeah.
I got no snack.
Put it
shame.
In front of me.
Yeah. Is there, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. Snacks shouldn't be shameful.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no,
I like
fair.
Snacks. One, like, I don't have it very much, but like fried spam, that's pretty.
Oh yeah,
that's
it's really
great.
Good. Oh yeah, that's surprisingly good. People yeah. don't like spam. Like, are they? I feel like they haven't tried it.
Yeah,
and they haven't tried fried. You yeah. mean just pan? I just pan fried.
Yeah, like, yeah, pan fried, slice it up. Yeah, it's
just
great.
Just slice it up really
or, like,
thin.
Or like you can do
delicious.
Like the sushi thing yeah. too, yeah. right? And that's cool.
Yeah, have you all tried fried spam?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm vegetarian.
Oh, is there like a vegan spam?
Yeah, there is. Is you can't really get it in stores usually. Yeah, but like there's some restaurants you can go to that do a mean vegan
yeah.
spam.
Yeah, it just basically just need to be mostly like oiled and some sort of grease. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
If they could do tofu dog,
yeah,
they
yeah.
can make that work for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
How is a tofu dog?
They're great.
Okay, cool.
Like, no issues with those.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just say, okay, this is another very exciting question. What movie have you watched the most times?
Terminator 2.
That's up there. Terminator 2 is definitely up there.
Yeah, maybe you should
off
all just
guess it. Off the top of my head,
it.
Yeah, I would go with T2 for sure.
I guessed it.
It's been a while, though. I'm going to have to watch it again.
Yeah. Sean, is yours Labyrinth?
I think it's on Netflix or something, or Amazon.
I got it on DVD.
DVD.
That's the way. Yep. Yep. No.
What about you guys?
It's got to be Billy Madison.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had that on VHS, and no one was telling me not to watch it.
Oh, can I change my answer? Yeah. I think it was actually Gremlins.
Oh,
we
yeah.
used to go every week to the video store, and every week I would get Gremlins. Mm. So. I'm changing my answer to Gremlins.
And this was when you were younger?
I was a wee child, yeah. 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 Back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Isn't that, yeah, that's kind of scary. I mean, not super scary, but it's a little
it's
bit scary for kids, yeah. Do you like scary movies?
I do. I like bloody movies. I like the goofier ones, like Evil Dead, that sort of thing yeah. more. Yeah. Like, I think my cousin babysat me and would make sure she played, like, you know, Halloween or yeah. you know the Freddy movies and stuff. So I'm not big on the really scary ones, but goofy, bloody, what do they call it when it's like not CGI, when it's like real?
Oh yeah, yeah,
effects. Yeah, practical yeah, yeah. effects. Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, nice. Old, yeah, old stuff. Oh, it's the same question about the snacks. It's a real classic. What is your favorite video game? Maybe everyone should guess.
Legend of Zelda, right? Pokemon?
See, those would be my two answers.
Okay.
I'm not that old.
what do you guess for Dave? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into Pong.
Yeah. I'm not a big video game player, so.
But you got a Super Nintendo.
I do have, and a, yeah, I have a Super Nintendo so and an N64. So, and
I'm kind of a shot in the dark, but Streets of Rage? Are you a Streets of Rage guy?
No. Okay. No. Okay. I'm more of a, like,
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Nice.
Yeah. I got that on Switch 1 and 2.
Cool.
It was cheap, too. It was good. I would say, like Mario Kart is right. my jam.
Yep. Super Mario Kart.
Mario Kart 64 was the best.
Gosh darn.
Yeah, with the three balloons, the fighting. Probably just because that's what I played when I was, like, I don't know, 16 to 18.
Did you figure out how to jump the wall in Wario Stadium?
No, I'm not good.
You can do it. It's not hard. You do
no.
it, and then your friends never want to play with you again.
Oh. All right, this might be a deep one to make you think about. What is one thing that you own that you should really throw out?
Sean, like 4 or 5 organs, probably.
Yeah.
Like no, organs in your body? Yeah. Or like?
Yep, my kidneys, my liver. Just kidding.
Do you like collecting organs? Or do you just have them?
Yeah, I do. I got like some full-size organs. I got them scattered all over my parents' house.
Oh. Is that your instrument of choice or you just like it?
I really like those big organs. You can, play them with your feet and your hands. And
right.
they got a drum machine, so you can just stand by them and make noise
like,
so
nice.
Easily.
Like the old ones where you can find them for free on Facebook?
They're
those ones? Yeah.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's
amazing. Exactly.
Yeah.
Free.
They do take up more space than, like guitars. You can just hang them on the wall.
Yeah, and, if anybody is interested in, like, electronics, you can totally rip off all sorts of pieces, like a drum machine, a reverb tank. Mm. You know, you got foot pedals that you could make into a MIDI, you know, keyboard for all sorts of different things. So really, it's money that so many people are throwing in the garbage. Mm-hmm. So if anyone's interested in that, go get them.
Have you made those things?
I've taken so many apart.
Yeah.
But they're just sitting in different places. Yeah, I got three that are full, and then that's enough of that.
any thoughts of adding organ to your to the band, David?
The live band usually has a chord organ now.
Okay.
Again, when I was recording at Holy Cow, Emilio found one in his attic and he gifted it to me. I don't know if he was just trying to get rid of it, but it's,
it just sounds like they're just everywhere. It feels like it's just on the side, you'd be tripping over them in Mission. Anybody else that cooked out has things that they should really throw out? That leftover sandwich from Wednesday?
Salad dressing from like 2015 or something.
We don't need to talk about the fridges.
Yeah.
That's good though. Good answer with the organ. Okay, last question. This is a tough one. This might be. Did you prefer orange juice with pulp or no pulp?
Mm. Pulp, unless it's in a mixed drink.
Yeah. Yeah, pulp all the way if you're going to just drink it straight. Yeah, 100%.
I'm doing like a gin and juice and some little floaters pop up. I'm not
into that. Well, like, I drink like a lot of hazy IPAs and they have the floaters, so maybe it could become a thing.
Right, yeah.
As long as you know it's like, if it's like orange pulp, you don't want random, you don't know. You know,
like if they tell you
there's
pulp.
Yeah, nothing's supposed to be floating.
Yeah, if someone hands you a mixed drink with orange juice in it, you're not going to expect the pulp. So you need to, you got to give a warning.
But what about like a Sunny D with simulated pulp in it?
Oh.
Like torn up like paper like towel or something?
Oh, like tapioca, sauce. like bubble tea bubbles.
Wait, you might have just done something.
Orange juice with bubble tea with tapioca bubbles? Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
That's now we all got to know you much more. Next time you peel shop your show, they know to bring you orange juice with pulp.
That's right.
If they bring you like pure one, you're just gonna slap it down in the face. Yeah.
And no organs. We got enough.
Yeah, no organs. How do people get a hold of you? What's the best way?
Do you want me to just give out my cell number?
Bobby, it's your website.
I don't. I'm very not professional, so I don't have a website, but I have Instagram.
Like, you check
at David Ivanil. Yeah, I check it. I don't. It doesn't like ding in my pocket, but I look at it constantly during the day.
And are there records available in stores in Vancouver? Maybe.
Yeah. I'd have to check which stores have them, but Neptune for sure will have records. And then you can just go to my Bandcamp and order records direct from me. Go to the Perpetual Doom Bandcamp and you can get cassettes from them. Or just come to a show.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, I usually keep some on me. So if you like, once you guys see this video and you see what I look like, and you see me driving around, if I'm not up in Enderby, just wave me down and I should have a record on me.
Right. Do you know when your next shows might be or any?
Just everything's just in the works right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah, at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hoping to do like a little tour this summer. So we're trying to work that out. I know we have a friend who's playing in Vernon who wants to do like, he's playing on the ski mountain. He wants to do a show in Vernon or Enderby or Salmon Arms. So we'll do something like that. But yeah, I usually do something once a month. Nothing really down here.
Okay.
I'm hoping to come down here at least once this summer, though.
Okay. And Alex Rick in the Leaves, any upcoming plans?
We're
or
pretty
any
much the same boat as Dave. Okay. We have an album that we made at home that's going to get pumped out in the next
month or so here, and then we're going to release the one we did with Dave.
Okay.
So we got stuff coming through the pipeline.
Okay.
But
lots in the works.
Yeah.
But yeah, shows. I don't know. We haven't thought about it. Really.
Yeah. And people, and you have an Instagram too, and people can do a search and chat.
Yeah, we have a couple of Instagrams. There's my personal Instagram, and then there's the Alex Rakin the Leaves Instagram. Okay. And you could message us on either one.
Okay.
If you wanted something.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much for coming out. Any final words that? And I guess tune into Monday for Parts Unknown to hear your interview with Chris.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Chris tomorrow, and I guess that'll be probably aired Monday, I guess.
Yes,
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be aired Monday.
Sweet.
At 1 o'clock.
Yeah, so if you want to hear more of me, listen to, what time does it air at?
Like, one,
it
like 1 p.m.
Yeah, 1 to 3 or something.
Yeah, 1 to 3.
So 1 to 3 tomorrow, and then they can go on the website.
1 to 3, yeah, Monday.
Monday, it'll not tomorrow. Yeah. Sorry, tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 1 to 3 Monday.
Yeah.
And people can go to your website or whatever. Yeah, or if they're listening to it now, then they obviously know how to listen.
Yeah, you can listen. If you missed the live performance, which was fantastic, earlier this evening, you can go to our website, crtl.ca, do a search for Life from Thunderbird Radio Hell, or do a search for David Ivan Neal. It should show up, not right immediately, but, you know, a couple hours from now, early tomorrow for sure. It'll probably be on the front page. It's because the latest show shows up on the front page of the CRTL website.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for chatting. It was really fun to talk to you. Yeah. Listeners out there on Radio Land, Copy Paste is coming up at 11 o'clock. Stay tuned for Copy Paste. DJ Autonomy will have a fantastic program for you. Next week, we do not have a band in studio, but something will happen. And then we're preempted the week after. I'm giving you all these advanced news, but we're supposed to have a band in 2 weeks, but show got preempted, so we were trying to rebook the band for the future. And anyways, thank you so much. This has been Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell.